Jitters? Yeah, you might say that. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 8th day of May. Good to have you along for the ride, as always, everybody. Wall Street continued to have trade jitters, so the markets were sort of meh today. GM does an about-face in Ohio and in Canada. Well, sort of, anyway. Walmart and wages, again. Moms and money. It's a story. Also today, a few minutes with presidential hopeful Julian Castro, who attended the 2020 Book Club event last night. It is so Iowan. But details are all coming up about that and more. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, stocks failed to rebound from a deep sell-off this week as investors remained on edge that the U.S. and China would be able to reach a trade agreement this week. The 30-stock Dow jumped midday today after White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders affirmed that President Donald Trump's tweet earlier that China was indeed coming to Washington this week to strike a deal. Investors are still worried, though, that the U.S. and China would be unable to resolve a dispute over a proposed agreement before new tariffs threatened by Trump are implemented on Friday. The Dow finished the day just 2 points higher at 25,967, while the S&P 500 lost a tenth at 28.79, and the NASDAQ shed 0.2 at 79.43. The Dow was down 75 points at its intraday low, and it swung 153 points at its high of the day. Today's rebound followed big losses from the previous two sessions, with the Dow falling by nearly 540 points during those 2 days. A disappointing forecast from Intel late in the trading day helped drag down the market. Intel fell by 2.6%. Gold, that was down by $3.90 to close at $1,281.70 an ounce. The oil gained 59 cents to $61.99 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.48%. Well, under political pressure from many sides not to cut jobs, General Motors today announced it's in talks to sell its Lordstown, Ohio plant to an electric truck company and said it will maintain some operations at a Canadian factory. The decisions came after GM faced months of criticism over its plan announced in November to close 5 North American plants and cut 15,000 jobs. GM's decision to close the small car Ohio assembly plant in a key state for the 2020 election had already become fodder for several Democratic presidential candidates. President Donald Trump, who disclosed GM's plans on its Ohio plant in a tweet, said the deal will require the approval of the United Auto Workers Union. GM says it will invest $700 million in 3 other Ohio facilities and add 450 jobs in Toledo, Parma, and Moraine operations. GM said it was in discussions to sell the plant in Lordstown to Workhorse Group Incorporated and an affiliated newly formed entity. So what is all this about? Well, the UAW said in a statement that GM should add new product at Lordstown and continue operating it. Why are they concerned? Well, Workhorse is a small electric truck and drone startup that has reported significant losses. The company has said it just had $2.8 million in cash on hand at the end of March and reported a net loss of $6.2 million on net sales of $364,000. One question. Stability? Walmart employees, on average, are making more money than they did a year ago. The company released its first environmental, social, and governance, or ESG, report today. It showcased areas of growth in the company's related missions, including offsetting its contribution to climate change and working on human rights issues in its supply chains. The report also said the average wage for a full-time hourly employee in its stores is now $14.26 an hour as of March. That's up from $14.08 on average last year. Average hourly compensation, with all benefits included, Walmart says is $19.31. Walmart says it's promoted 215,000 of its U.S. store employees to, quote, jobs of greater responsibility and higher pay, end quote, during the fiscal year of 2019. Well, how's this for an experiment? Mothers in four U.S. cities are being paid $4,000 a year as part of a national study on how regular infusions of cash affect the well-being of children, including how well their brains work and their behavior. Some 1,000 low-income mothers in New York City, New Orleans, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and Omaha, Nebraska will eventually be part of the study, which seeks to examine the role of money in families' financial stress levels. No kidding, right? Called Baby's First Years, the study will finish recruiting mothers next month. Researchers recruit the moms from maternity wards. They agree to be part of the study before they know that it will involve getting free money. To participate, a mother must be at least 18 years of age and have a household income below the federal poverty line, which is $25,750 for a family of four. A control group of 600 moms will receive $20 monthly. 400 mothers will receive the full $333 a month. It sounds a bit like the universal basic income plan being promoted by presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Speaking of presidential candidates, last night I attended the 2020 Book Club. It's an event organized by Andrea Phillips, the vice chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. And on hand to talk about his book was former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. That story is next.